Track 8, Wild Walks at Winterton. Our nature writer heads to Norfolk's east coast and a haven for natural beauty. I stand at the peak of an exposed dune ridge, battered by relentless easterly gales, drinking it all in silently. Before me unfolds a wild landscape of whispering reed beds, spindly willow scrub and open cattle pastures, all washed with an egg yolk glazing of sunlight. Light streams from a single break in the clouds, one chink in the unrelenting armour of the all-overshadowing storm. The sound of bugling cranes and the haunting moans of seals fills my ears. As I breathe in, a wisp of Baltic air rises down my trachea like the aftertaste of a polo mint. I relish this moment of natural bliss. The sun opens up a window into my soul and fills it with warmth, even in such a harshly cold gale. As I inhale, I feel as if I'm not breathing just air, but every sight, sound and smell the landscape offers me on this pastel-toned evening. All too soon, those charcoal-coloured demons of the sky wrap once more around that strangled ray of sunlight and the world is plunged back into the depths of British winter. To the untrained eye, Winterton Dunes, NNR, National Nature Reserve, may look like a barren, lifeless desert. But in the depths of winter, when the trees have shed their verdigris shrouds and the jovial melodies of blackbirds are naught but a distant memory, this secluded corner of the world comes alive like nowhere else. Perhaps the most precious and indeed conspicuous of these gems is the beach's vast breeding population of Atlantic grey seals. These seals can reach up to a whopping 2 metres long and are easily identified by the Roman-nosed convex snout structure. They are a colourful species, as seals go, coats scattered with charcoal splotches on an ashy grey ground colour, often punctuated by areas of tawny buff on the chest and belly. From November to January, females come up onto the beach, between Sea Pauling and the Winterton car park, and into the dunes to give birth to little fuzzy-furred, snow-white hunks of blubber. At this time, with each male hoping to secure the transfer of his genetics, the shoreline becomes a bullpit of gory confrontations. Horrifying as this may be, from a photography perspective, it is pure gold to watch a pair of testosterone-powered male seals vociferously intimidate their opponent in the low-slung winter wild and wonderful Winterton sun. It's a privilege to have this view into the animals' private lives. A winter trip to this part of the coast is truly a revelation. 36% of the world's Atlantic greys breed in the UK, and with Winterton playing host to a spawn of more than 2,000 pups in 2024, it is imperative that this colony is safe from predators. Every visitor can help conserve these wonderful animals by just sticking to the paths, keeping hold of litter, and keeping dogs on leads at all times. The wardens on site always have the best interests of the seals at the peak of their concern, so please do listen to what they tell you to do. They can show you how to keep a safe distance away without endangering the seals, whilst getting fantastic views in the process. Another far less conspicuous but far more mysterious winter visitor is the short-eared owl. It seems that, amongst its dish-faced, obsidian-eyed kin, the shorty is something of an outlier in many respects. It hunts in both night and day, unbothered by these natural jurisdictions that limit so many other species. This also relieves wildlife enthusiasts of a job, as it makes the birds far less of a chore to spot. Secondly, it has a nomadic approach to migration. Without any strict regular pathways, short-eared owls merely migrate if food supply is short or if conditions do not meet their needs for breeding. It is not at all common for owls to migrate long distances, especially overseas, and while a few other species do, it's a very risky business indeed. As it stands, the wing's surface area-to-weight ratio is very high, making flight an apparently effortless task. Their grace and buoyancy is a most striking feature when compared to the hurried flaps of crows or pigeons. An encounter with this owl is such an ethereal, otherworldly experience, and my first still holds a very special place in my heart. I remember standing in bitingly cold weather on a cloudless autumn day at WWT Wellney Wetland Centre. The evening was closing in, and our group was soon to return to the comfort of a nearby hostelry. But nature clearly had one more thing in store for us. As we cleared the corner of a deteriorating corrugated barn, a silent raptor swooped high over our heads. As it descended lower over the marshy, tussocked grassland ahead of us, I caught a glimpse of straw-streaked plumage, a russet bar on the outer wing, and that disc-like face so characteristic of owls. But the feature that struck me most was the expression. For a moment, its laser-focused, piercing yellow eyes locked intently with mine. I felt a genuine connection to nature, that I was not just an observer, but a cog in the infinitely complex and beautiful machine that is the wild. To see this particular owl, you do need a fair helping of luck. However, with clear skies and a gentle enough breeze, you could be graced with a chance encounter. Of course, there are no guarantees of success, but walking north along the high dune ridge closest to the sea is by far the best tactic. What guarantee is, however you find a short-eared owl, it always makes your day. To take a broader perspective on things, the habitat at Winterton is increasingly scarce. Large dune systems are few and far between, so a very unique ecosystem thrives here. One particularly rich aspect of the dunes is the presence of ephemeral pools. Ephemeral pools, while simplistic in nature, play host to a range of rare species. They are fed by only high levels of rainwater and are seasonal in tendency, evaporating without a trace after long dry spells. They are, of course, uninhabitable to fish or any other entirely aquatic animals, so only the most versatile and adaptable organisms prevail in these waters. In summer, ephemeral pools can be found at the far northern parts of the dunes, where dwells a very special dragonfly. The red-veined darter breeds in exceedingly few sites across the UK, and I'm very pleased to say that Winterton Dunes is one of them. It gives me great joy to see those fizzing red-hot pokers zoom nimbly about on muggy summer days, and I highly recommend visiting them. That is, if you feel brave enough to undertake the 3-mile round trip north to the silt ponds they call home. On the other hand, if you're only dropping in for an hour or two for a brisk stroll along the seafront, there is another dune delight also appearing in the heights of summer to whet your wildlife appetite. From late July to the end of August, grayling butterflies abound on every patch of open heath and nectar, on every sprig of heather, although the best spot is the sand track behind the beach cafe going inland. This insect's camouflage is genuinely second to none, a tapestry of intricate umber and khaki marbling bound with a wash of watercolour. One could be rather literally millimetres from your face and you'd be oblivious. It's not until the last second, when the grayling bursts into its elegant gliding flight, when its sun-yellow upper wing bands come into view. But I believe the far greater privilege is to see one perched, as we can marvel at a species that has truly nailed self-preservation. Winterton is never boring. Whether it be in the peak of summer or depths of winter, there is always something beautiful and very often rare to look at. And if, by chance, you get bored of looking at this plethora of biodiversity, then there's always a warm bowl of chips waiting at the Seaview Cafe.